I just wanted to take a moment and thank you for taking the time to listen to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews, in addition to interviews archived over the 10-plus years of us being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, or become a subscriber from whatever place you get your podcasts, you'll always have new material to listen to, and new artists and music to discover. And thank you so much for listening. Welcome to Have You Heard. Have You Heard is a weekly discussion with musicians and people that just love music, where we get to ask you, hey, have you heard? Each week, Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer will discuss their favorite music or the music other musicians and artists simply couldn't live without. Find and explore new favorite music you didn't know you loved with hosts Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. Welcome to Have You Heard. Good evening and welcome to Have You Heard. I'm Rich Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And we, in the studio, have a guest that we've been promising for years and years. And he finally got an album out so that we could actually have him on.
That's right.
Yeah. And our guest tonight is a great tenor sax player. I hear he also plays clarinet. I've seen the clarinet make an appearance. And he's quite a composer and the snappiest dressers of any jazz musician in town, which I know the bar is pretty low, but still, Jared Thompson, welcome to Have You Heard.
Thanks. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, man.
Yeah.
Doing very good. We're happy that you could come on, and not only that, but we had you on a year ago, maybe, at some point. We talked about some of your musical influences and how you got into jazz and everything, and now you have a brand new CD out with your the Sunday night house band at the Chatterbox.
Yeah.
Premium Blend.
Yeah.
So the album, I'll just get all the details out here. It's called Premium Blend Presents Soap, Sum of All Parts. And I like that. Can you explain that the title of that?
Yeah, it was, I don't know, I kind of like playing with words and phrases because, you know, everyone has to have a hook to get people pulled in. But the Sum of All Parts is just kind of an homage to all the people that have been in Premium Blend over the last, you know, 10 years. When I first started the group, it was Sleepy Floyd, Brandon Meeks, and Steven Jones. And then that moved to John Vandergantz, Dr. John Vandergantz, and me, and Steven. And there's just been a lot of people in the last 10, 11 years that have influenced me or that I've got to work with. And I wouldn't have been able to mature as a musician without all of those people. So it's just kind of an homage to, you know, the present band, the people that have been in the band before that come and sit in at the Chatterbox every week. So it's just one of those things where, you know, no one gets to a certain goal by themselves. So it's just paying respect to everybody that's helped me in my journey. So,
right. Right. Yeah. Well, it looks like, looking at the album here, and everybody that in the band has contributed tunes. You have Ryan Taylor has, and Steven Jones. So everybody at when you first started, what kind of tunes were you playing?
It was mainly just doing a regurgitation of like standards. You know, you pull out the real book and let's just play some tunes. And that's fine. It's fun. But in the process of doing that, we would put different spins on certain arrangements, and then we just write. You know, I'm a slower writer than the other guys. But we just wanted to get away from doing the standard stuff all the time. And those tunes have been around for, some of them, 80 years. You know, others, you know, 40, 50 years. And that's fine. It's great. But it's nice to be able to show what we as musicians have learned from those tunes, put our own spin on it, what our own voice sounds like. So I really wanted to focus on doing original music for this album. And again, it falls in line with that sum of all parts concept where if everyone in the band's writing, everyone is invested in the product itself. So it just kind of helps, you know.
Yeah, very good, very good. Well, why don't we jump right in and play a tune. This is a tune by Ryan Taylor, the guitar player. Mm-hmm. Our guest tonight, Jared Thompson, tenor sax player. And his new album with his band, Premium Blend, is called Soap, Sum of All Parts. And there's even a picture of a soap bar on
soap, and there's a laundry mat.
Yeah, this is all about...
It's the concept, man.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. So this first tune we're going to play is called The Abyss and the Luminescence by Ryan Taylor, and this is Premium Blend.
Thank you. Brand new album by Jared Thompson and Premium Blend. That was the track The Abyss and the Luminescence. I am Matthew Altizer.
I'm Richard Dole.
And you are listening to Have You Heard on 88.7 WICR.
That's right.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, it is. Well, we're here every Wednesday night, and we are not only playing music of Jared Thompson and Premium Blend, but we have Jared Thompson in the studio with us. Jared, quick question. There's no bass player on this album. I mean, okay, so you go through all these years of starting with bass player, and then you just cleaved a bass player off the band. It's like, oh, this will work. There's more. Is it because the Chatterbox stage is so small? And
I mean, that is a true
Jack
statement.
Jack Helsley had to leave town. And
when Jack Helsley left,
the music went with him.
Music, everything. Yes, everything left. Okay, so there's no bass. What was the catalyst for that?
It was kind of a financial necessity. It's indicative of the gigging climate, I guess, in the city. Ideally, I mean, I would love to play with the bass player all the time. Unfortunately, Indianapolis is just kind of limited on bass players. And I don't mean that in ability. I mean that the ones that are that you really want are working already. You know, yes. You call them up, it's like, oh, I'm booked out, you know. Yeah. So you have to get creative and figure out something else to do. So probably about five years ago, Steven Jones, the keyboard player, is this monster of a player that can divide his brain in a way that I've never seen before. He does key bass while he's still holding down the chords in his right hand. And he was reluctant to do it at first. And if you ask him, to be honest with you, I'm sure he's still kind of reluctant to do it now. But now it's kind of what he's known for, you know. Mm-hmm. But we just got to develop that sound week after week. And it was like, you know what, if it's not broke, let's not fix it. You know, this just is kind of what makes us unique. I feel like I was one of the first people to really corner him on that key bass market. So, and he can't seem to get away from me. So
I've noticed I've done a few gigs with Steven and looking around and I'm like, do we have a bass player? He just like raises his hand.
The left hand.
He just raises his hand like, it's me. Okay.
But I mean, it worked. You know, when you're in a pinch for money, if a gig isn't, you know, paying, I don't want to say it's not paying ideally, but if it's a certain way that you can reduce the amount of heads that are on the gig, it's more money in your pocket, and he does a phenomenal job at doing it. So,
yeah, you know. Absolutely. And just to reiterate, you play every Sunday at the Chatterbox. You're like the Chatterbox house band for Sunday nights.
Yeah, we get everyone's week starting off on the right note, hopefully. At least that's the story I'm sticking to.
Okay.
So, yeah, 8 to 11 every Sunday at the Chatterbox, which actually this weekend, like the first weekend of October, it'll be 5 years that we've had that gig. It's just gone by so fast. So we've just been really fortunate to be able to have a home stage and kind of a paid practice.
Well, not only that, I think, we can hear it a little bit on the album. It's high energy music. It's it brings people in, and all of you are very you're very personable.
Well, thank you.
I mean, Steven is very personable once you get
to know him. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And so it's a good vibe at the box those nights, you know. And I would I will try to start coming out.
No, it's all good, man.
I need to because I miss hearing you guys, man.
You got a little one at home. I know how that works. You know. But, yeah, I mean, everyone's personality is a perfect compliment, you know. There's, you know, I'm the front man, so I'm a little bit more overt than some of the others. But, I mean, everyone just has their, you know, the patrons come in and they expect to see the four of us there and add what it is that we add personality-wise, playing-wise. And also, to that same regard, our writing styles are completely different. And when you put them all together, that's just that effect that it just kind of permeates the room. I think people just really pick up on that without really understanding what it is that's going on. It's just you have different personalities, different writing styles, different influences that just happen to line up and really fit together really well. So,
Well, also, if we're gonna play a tune that you composed called "Train of Thought," and it's you were explaining. Why don't you explain this tune if you can?
Like,
you
it's know. This was probably 3 years ago. I was I had the privilege to study under Steve Ali, who I just look up to immensely. And we had to take a song, whether it be a standard or an original composition, and present it to a combo. So I took a tune that was from a movie in the 30s, I believe. I'm going to keep it. You know, I'm
pretty
not going to say what it is, right? And just put a different arrangement on it. I displaced rhythm a little bit and added Coltrane changes, which it's just a testament to see, you know, just that shows that Coltrane's influence is still prevalent today. You know, you can have a tune that most people know or that seems familiar to some people and add this little bitty, you know, twist to it that he was so astute at doing, and it becomes a completely different tune. So I owe a lot to Coltrane, and also in the style of writing that I listen to a lot of Joshua Redman's early albums. And it kind of has that feel to it to me.
The Elastic Band.
Absolutely.
Kind of vibe,
and even before the Elastic Band, even off the Wish album, it just I drew a lot of influence from him and how he would articulate and do things. So that's how that kind of happened.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's quite fitting since Coltrane's birthday was mm-hmm. 5 days ago. Or
that's
something
true.
Like that.
Yeah. Right. So. Well, this is one thing I really like about this band and your music in particular is that it's very accessible. And even though there's some like really cool things happening underneath, there's still something for even the novice jazz listener that they can latch onto and enjoy.
Cool. You know? I mean, that's a compliment.
I meant it as a compliment, actually, oddly enough.
You have to bring the audience along with you. You're going to have different levels of understanding and different reasons for people wanting to come into the club. Some people literally are just walking in because they happen to be there. Other people are, you know, devout jazz fans. You have to meet your audience halfway, all of your audience
right
halfway, because there's some people that really want to hear you shred on chords, and there's other people that have no idea what you're doing, and they're not really looking for all that, you know. So you have to find that perfect balance that's going to meet both of those camps and still keep the integrity of the music. So
well, I think you do it very well. Let's listen to Train of Thought. This is a composition by Jared Thompson off the new album by the band Premium Blend. They're every Sunday at the Chatterbox. And the album is called Sum of All Parts. The tune, Train of Thought.
We'll be right back.
Sorry to interrupt the show, but just a reminder that you're listening to the Have You Heard podcast. New episodes are always being added to haveyouheardjazz.com, so please check it out. Subscribe to us any way you see fit to keep yourself updated. We'd also like to invite you to get involved by being a larger part of our show through contributing segments or ideas, or by becoming a supporter or underwriter. More information can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com or drop us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. We welcome your support and we thank you for listening. Now back to the podcast.
Grain of Thought by Jared Thompson on the new Premium Blend album, Soap, Sum of All Parts. I am Matthew Altizer.
I'm Richard Dole.
You're listening to WICR 88.7. The show is Have You Heard? You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz, or shoot us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com, and you can ask anything you want about Jared Thompson, and we will answer that question without asking Jared Thompson for the correct answer.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we'll see how close we get.
Yeah, I think we can get pretty close.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Snazzy dresser, tenor sax player, good writer. Probably, okay, just in case people ask, what's your drink of choice?
Gin and tonic.
Ah, see? Simple man. a simple man.
A gentleman's man.
Go ahead, man.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Oh, good. All right.
With the gin and tonic, it's a gentleman's drink, you know.
Is it really?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Is it the old British drink?
The first one, it's a gentleman's drink. And then if you keep going, then scales could tip a little bit.
I see. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I like that. Well, this is a new album, and you're doing small little CD release parties around the city instead of like a big party somewhere, one night, you know, fits all.
Yeah, doing like once a month kind of thing for about 3 or 4 months. We had our first one at E&D at 52nd and College, the bar room of Taste. I'm just picking little 30 to 40 capacity venues to just really reach different communities in the city. So we've hit Midtown with E&D. October 17th, we're going to be down in Calvin Fletcher / Fountain Square area. We're going to be doing our second album release at Bluebeard. They've just opened up a new kind of private bar room overflow. Because,
oh, nice.
I mean, it's a small place. You know?
Yeah.
So they needed more room, and I had figured I'd capitalize on them needing more room.
Right.
So we're going to be playing two sets from 8 to 10. There'll be light hors d'oeuvres, champagne, wine, and I get a chance to meet the musicians and buy an album. And then November.
Or buy an album and then meet the musicians.
Exactly.
I think
so. See, I need to have you with me.
There
that
you go,
keep
man.
Keep my priorities straight. And then, you know, November and December, I think we'll round out with parts 3 and 4 with that. But yeah, small and mobile is what I want to do, just to hit all different parts of the city, just promoting the album and getting to meet different people all over the city. So
right,
yeah, it's been fun so far. Yeah. The first one was a big success. So
good,
yeah.
good. What was the catalyst? Now, I mean, you've had the gig for 5 years, and I know the instrumentation has changed, personnel has changed through the years, but in some way or another, it's been together for 10 years, as you said. So why now?
We're here for a little bit, you know, or, you know, people move away, things happen. You write all this music and you sit on it, you know, and it's great to be able to connect with people once a week, but just get it out there on a bigger platform, I guess. A lot of it, I think, like any musician or artist or anything creative, you have insecurities. Then you just get to a certain point, you just really don't care. You know, if somebody likes it or doesn't like it or anything, it's just one of those things where I wanted something with my friends, you know, that have honestly become family now because we spend so much time together, something to leave behind. You know, they have kids, you know, this is what dad was doing, or, you know, I have a nephew, that way he can come up with jazz and I'll be responsible for it, you know. No one's gonna die from it, you know. You put it out there and just do it, you know. This is a friend of mine would always say, you know, you're recording when you put it out, that's your new low. you know, so you just go from there. It's a springboard for something else, just putting that music out of there, purging that so that you can move on to something else. And after so many gigs, when people keep asking, do you have a CD out? Do you have a CD out? It's like, okay, well, I guess I should probably put something out. Yeah. You know, so yeah, that's how that worked. So.
Right. So you said earlier that you're a slow writer. So we're going to play another composition of yours called Song for Etheridge. And this is in memory of the poet Etheridge Knight. So if you could let us know first who Etheridge Knight is,
yeah,
and then how you wrote the tune for Etheridge.
I grew up learning about Etheridge Knight at a really young age. My grandmother was really good friends with his sister, Eunice Knight. So, I mean, we saw her every week. You know, we'd go and stay with grandma, and she was just Miss Eunice to us. Mm-hmm. And then as we got older, we found out, you know, Etheridge was a poet. He had a really rough life. It's almost, especially with the climate of the city of Indianapolis right now, we keep hearing about, you know, gun violence and just random unfortunate killings and things like that, and drug abuse and stuff, how it just wrecks communities and families. He was victim to that. You know, he had a pretty serious drug problem and was incarcerated here in Indianapolis, but learned from it. He published a Pulitzer Prize-winning book while he was in prison that was hailed by Gwendolyn Brooks, Nikki Giovanni. So he was just one of those contemporaries, and he's been attributed to being what they called the Black Rights Movement here in Indianapolis through literature. So I guess it's kind of comparable to like that Harlem Renaissance kind of vibe here. Mm-hmm. But he would perform poetry at the Chatterbox every week. So it's just one of those full circle kind of things where I grew up listening about this guy. My late teens, early 20s, started reading his poetry and then started performing at the same place, you know, holding the same stage that he would perform on. So it just kind of came full circle. So I just felt like I should do something just to keep his memory alive, that even though there are unfortunate circumstances or the way that he felt towards the end of his life was, I'm an example of what not to do, you know, and you can still turn things around and leave a positive legacy even if you've had a lot of adversity, you know, in your life. So it was just kind of fitting to do something for him. So.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to this tune, and then we can talk about how you approached the composition.
Sure.
All right. So this is Song for Etheridge by Jared Thompson off the new album by the band Premium Blend. It's called Soap, Sum of All Parts. And this is Song for Etheridge. Thank you.
Thank you.
For Etheridge by Jared Thompson, who was our guest tonight. I'm Rich Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And Jared, how did you compose? I mean, like, where did you start to compose this tune for Etheridge Knight?
Just reading some of his poetry. I actually based this song off of a poem he wrote called Cell Song, and it was basically his perspective of being incarcerated. And it just kind of came from there. It's got elements of darkness, I guess. I like to play with rhythm and drop the bottom out. And that's the best way to describe being incarcerated. I mean, I don't know from firsthand experience, but, you know, there's just highs and lows in this tune. There's tension release, and that's pretty much what that poem was about to me. And it was just my interpretation of his words.
So. Yeah, it's beautiful. Very great tune. And Stephen Jones sounds beautiful on that. And I think we'd be remiss if we didn't play a tune that Stephen wrote, because he's quite a composer
I'd agree.
And not only is he a great keyboard player and keyboard bass player, but he's a great writer, and he's been working on an album for years as well. So, again, our guest is Jared Thompson. He plays, he is the leader of, or the front man, of the band Premium Blend. They play every Sunday at the Chatterbox. We're going to end with two tunes. One is Robin Sage by Stephen Jones, and then a little snippet of Soap Part 4, written by Jared, that features Cassius Goins, the drummer. So, Jared, I really want to thank you for coming in, sharing this music with us, and for being such a lively member of the jazz community.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me and helping me promote the album. So it's
absolutely
been fun.
Come back anytime, and I mean it.
Okay, with a gin and tonic, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. A gentleman's show for a gentleman's drink.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, guys.
You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.